Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. On the call, we have Alex Kukura, James Bladel, who will be chairing the call, Tatiana Kramsova, Paul Dias, and Avery Doria. And for staff, we have Liz Gaster, Margie Milam, and Glenda Sanchery. We have tried to phone out to Gabriel Pinheiro, but there is no response. And I have not received any other apologies. Thank you, James.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. And good morning or afternoon, everyone. Today is April 8th, and this is the PPSC PDP Working Team call. I am helping out for Jeff while he is, I believe he's traveling this week. I think he said something about him going to Europe, so he might be closer to you than me, Glenn.
Oh.
I think before we get rolling here, I just wanted to take a poll of the group and see if you feel that this is an appropriate number of folks, or if we, I'm concerned that this would be the second consecutive week where we didn't have enough folks to really say that we had a representative group to go forward with the call, and then that, once is an outlier, twice is a trend, starts to raise concerns about establishing a quorum. So, any thoughts on whether or not we have sufficiently large and representative group to proceed today? Paul's got a red X. I think does that mean you don't feel that, Paul, or?
Yeah, thanks, James. No, I'm sorry. I don't think we have either a quorum or a representative group. I mean, just looking at us, we have nobody from BC, or Alex, I'm not sure. Do you represent non-commercial or BC interests? But, you know, regardless, we have little of our normal representation and clearly not enough members to consider ourselves a quorum. As much staff as actual participants today.
Yeah, I think unfortunately I think you're right. And I agree that when we have as many folks as a staff can bring, and they're even down one with Marika on vacation this week, so I would hate to
James, sorry, this is Glenn. Wolf Ulrich Knoben has sent his apologies, and he is the ISP representative. I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Okay. And some of the other folks that typically participate, such as Alan or Mikey O'Connor, we didn't receive apologies from them?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
And don't you usually have registry representation?
David,
yes, David Maher
is usually on for that.
Yep. So perhaps we could, the best use of today's time, and it would be a shortened time, would be to strategize about how we can kind of re-energize the group membership to attend the future calls so that we're making the best use of our time.
Sabri, I guess I don't see what strategizing to get people here will do. One of the things that can happen, and I've seen happen in some of the others, whether it's valid or not for this group, I wouldn't care to judge, but is basically some of the issues are things requiring possible solutions. So the people that do come can certainly decide to work on understanding and putting forth possible solutions to it, and then just take decisions on the list where everyone is supposedly always present.
Well, that's a good thought. So we would just continue with our calls and then just follow up with a synopsis of any decision points on the list.
Something like that. I mean,
okay. Alex has his hand raised. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes, I would also recommend that perhaps staff write to the various people who are supposed to be on the call and maybe impress upon them that this is, we have had two meetings, we have had to cancel, and perhaps maybe they could participate in on future calls. This is in line with our earlier discussion where we had said that we should be talking to the respective leaders of the various stakeholder groups on our work groups and work teams. So maybe it would be in that direction that we could ask staff to write to them and seek their fuller participation. Thank you.
That's an excellent point, Alex, and it's something similar that we did when we ran into this issue with FastFlux, and I think that we ran into this issue with this particular group early on where we had a few consecutive meetings where we just couldn't get the attendance up.
It's Liz. You know, I have a suggestion. I don't know if it's a good one. Throw it out.
Go for it, Liz.
Well, two things. One, I would suggest actually that the chair write. I mean, I'm happy to, we can pen the note, but I think the call for greater participation ideally should come from the chair. And, you know, I don't mind writing it. But that would be one small suggestion. And then the other thought is maybe for the liaison, this group's liaison to the council, to report back to the council and ask the council members to reinvigorate their stakeholder groups and constituencies participation. It might be maybe not an or, but an and.
No, I like that idea, Liz, especially because we can sign up Jeff for doing
something
some additional work when
for.
He gets back. with regard to the second point, I'm wondering, does this group have a liaison to council since it was essentially part of the, you know, the overall PPSC steering committee, and maybe we should direct direct to the different stakeholder group representatives on that committee, or how does that work? How does this differ from a traditional PDP?
This is Aubrey on that. I don't believe we had a liaison. The chair of the PPSC is the chair of this group. And what the PPSC did on this one and the working team group is the chair and the alternate chair split the two teams and did it that way and didn't use the whole liaison mechanism that's basically just coming into practice or was just coming into practice then. So that's the way it was set up. So we have a liaison to the PPSC, essentially our chair.
Okay.
David Maher has just ended the call.
Which incidentally, I have whinged about in the past. But that's beside the point.
Hello, David. David? Okay.
I've been on mute. Sorry, I'm here.
Good morning.
Morning.
So we were just discussing that we have another lightly attended call this morning, and we were just discussing some of our options as far as reconstituting the attendance of these groups so we can continue on. And so far, it seems like we're looking at a letter penned from the chair. That would be Jeff, who also, as Avery pointed out, is also the chair of the PPSC steering committee. If we can get that out to the various stakeholder groups to ensure that their representatives to this team make sure that they reestablish this time slot on their calendar to participate for the call. Jeff left us a very ambitious agenda, which I sent out to the mailing list, and I'm just concerned that, you know, we can't continue to kick those items down into next week indefinitely.
Okay.
So any thoughts on that catches you up for where we are in our conversation today. Any thoughts on what we can do to reboot this group?
Well, I wish I had a good answer, but the problem is there are so many proceedings going on simultaneously that at least so far as the registries are concerned, it's very difficult to get people involved. They were stretched thin as it is, and I I get the impression that the same is true of the other stakeholder constituencies.
I agree. I think earlier on in our discussions, we talked about the concept of volunteer exhaustion or volunteer fatigue, and I think we're starting to see some of the symptoms of what that might look like, especially now that the weather's nicer and people are going on vacation.
How many people are on the call today?
6 participants.
How many?
6.
6,
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time if we're all of the mode that we don't have enough to proceed. That maybe we can go ahead and ping Jeff with the idea that we send out a notice of the letter that we described, asking the stakeholder groups to reset their commitment, and then we can break for today. I apologize for the waste of time.
Yeah, well, I don't have a better suggestion. That seems fine to me.
Okay, well, if there are no objections, then we'll proceed that way, and we'll break for today.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, James.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, everyone, and hopefully talk to you all soon.